The MRC has been tracking the number of deaths registered with the state since the pandemic began. Lead scientist Debbie Bradshaw and her team analyzed all natural deaths recorded in this period each week. They compared the numbers with the average recorded in previous years when COVID-19 wasn't a factor.
And we've seen these very sharp increases in the numbers of deaths as the waves of the COVID pandemic have unfolded. And when we add up the excess deaths that we're seeing, it's more or less three times higher than the numbers that are reported as the confirmed COVID deaths.
So, says the study, coronavirus has killed almost 255,000 people in South Africa so far. Bradshaw's confident that the spikes in fatalities studied by her team are as a result of COVID-19.
They've been absolutely tightly correlated with the numbers of COVID cases and COVID deaths. It just leaves no room for mistaking it for anything else. It's correlated on a spatial level and a temporal level.
She doesn't believe there's any malice in the government's underreporting of deaths from COVID-19.
The challenge that we have got is that there are people who are succumbing very quickly and may die before they get to a health system or may have chosen not to go to the health service. And they're just not getting into the statistical system that the Department of Health runs.
Only 7 million of a targeted 40 million people have been fully vaccinated in South Africa, and a fourth wave of the pandemic is expected to hit in December. Bradshaw's hoping that her study will make citizens realize that COVID-19 is still a big danger.
There's some sort of complacency about COVID, and perhaps although many people have got family members who've been affected, there just isn't the sense of urgency around vaccination that there should be, where it's absolutely clear that the people who are getting seriously ill are the unvaccinated people. And I would really like to urge anybody and everybody to make sure they get their vaccination.
Bradshaw's call comes as President Cyril Ramaphosa eases restrictions designed to prevent rapid spread of COVID-19. Whenever this has happened in the past, infection rates and deaths have increased in the months that followed the relaxation of regulations, such as limits on numbers of people at public gatherings. If vaccination rates remain as low as they currently are leading into the fourth wave, Bradshaw warns that South Africa's COVID-19 death toll will be even more horrific than the numbers released by her team at the MRC. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.